A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Yeah, that's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the greatest conspiracy theory podcast on the internet today. And there's a big conspiracy floating around the internet, Dev.
What's that?
That we didn't do a show last week and everybody thought we were kidnapped.
Oh my gosh, kidnapped,
yeah,
huh?
Kidnapped.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it is spooky season, don't you know?
Spooky season. Yeah. You gotta love that.
Yeah, we didn't do a show last week. Why didn't we do a show last week?
Because, okay, I'm just gonna be 100% honest about this.
Okay.
We got done with our radio show, and I looked at you and I said, I do not have the fucking energy right now.
Yeah, that's kind of how that went.
And I went home and I took a nap.
Okay. That's what pregnancy's
doing.
Side
note, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I'm at that point in.
It's not like you're acting like a toddler. Like, you're like, I need a nap. I need a nap and a snack. You know?
I just, my brain at that point had hit its full capacity.
Yeah, and you went and got yourself knocked up, and this is what happens,
yeah,
you know?
And I was done. But we're back and better than ever.
God,
and we're back with a really fun conspiracy theory we're going to dive into.
Now, I love this. Of course, the way this game works, it's kind of a game, kind of not. I don't know. You know, you run through some awesome stuff that really gets me thinking, going, man. I love it.
Yeah.
And then I come at you with two conspiracy theories. By the way, I almost forgot. I wrote these last week when we were going to do the show.
Yeah.
I haven't even read through these again, so I almost forget which one I made up and which one is real. But now looking at the titles, I do know. What's the current score over there? Because we keep score. Because I made one of these up and one is real, and you have to guess which is which.
It's 21 me. And yeah, you have 13.
Okay, so I'm behind, but I'm not out of it yet.
Sure, whatever you say.
I mean, if
I also had my conspiracies ready last week. It was literally just a matter of
not wanting to do
it. Just wanted to shut my brain off.
I mean, all we had to do was like a 17 to 21 minute podcast, and we couldn't even get it. And you know what? That really screws up the streak, because, man, we went like 30 plus weeks in a row killing it, but you know what? We'll kill it now.
We went 34 in
34
a row.
Weeks in a row,
you know,
before
what?
You needed a nap and a snack. Okay.
I really did.
All
I really
right.
did. So, today we're talking about six conspiracy theories that are alternative dinosaur extinction theories.
I love this. I can't wait. I was really excited about this last week, but let's get this going. Let's
go. Okay, so the first one is that, because of course they were extinct from
a meteor, right? Didn't a meteor hit the Earth and everything
Do we not know the answer to this question?
No.
Will you Google this?
No, I don't even need to Google it. I'm telling you right now.
They didn't all die from a meteor, did
no.
they?
No. Okay, so here's what happened. And you don't know anything about anything. I'm like a genius when it comes to just about everything. Okay, so a meteor hit the Earth. Bam. Right?
Okay.
Then that caused all this, basically the sky to turn black, like with all the dust and everything.
Sure.
So nobody was, sunlight wasn't coming in. So the dinosaurs that didn't die from the impact, which was quite large, okay. The sky turned black from all the dust and everything, and then all the plants died, so the plant eaters didn't have anything to eat, and then the meat eaters had nobody to feed off of because all the plant eaters died. So basically, it was
couldn't they eat the dead animals?
Well, they probably did for a hot minute, but then I think climate change probably rolled through, and then everything was just fucked.
Okay, wait a minute.
Let me Google if that answer was right.
Okay, because how does this work then? If the dinosaurs went extinct, then at what point did other animals come involved where we evolved, that we evolved from? You know what I mean?
Okay, so here's what Google tells me.
Or Adam and Eve, depending on what your belief preference is.
That ain't it.
Did you know we weren't allowed to learn? I went to private school. We were not allowed to learn about evolution.
Well,
I did not know until college what evolution was.
Yeah, we talked about that at one point. I don't know if it was on the podcast or the radio show. I have no idea because it all bleeds together. But I went to Catholic school. My parents forced me into that shit from kindergarten to eighth grade. Yeah, and then it's like I got into high school and college and stuff, and I started to think, I don't think any of that shit was right. But I never actually believed that it was the correct way. Anyway,
seems a little unrealistic.
Yeah, exactly. Here's what Google tells me. Evidence indicates that dinosaurs became extinct at the boundary between the Cretaceous and Paleogeous eras about 66 million years ago, at a time where there's a worldwide environmental change resulting from the impact of a large object with the Earth. That also caused eruptions, too. So I wasn't that far off. Yeah, so it hit. Dust in the air. Everything got fucked. Environment got changed. Dinos. You're toast.
Okay. Interesting. So how did anything else survive? Where did the rest of like animals come from that we could evolve from them?
I'm going to tell
how
you
did
what
that should happen.
I'm going to tell you what I think actually happened. Okay.
I know. I don't want some BS. I want to actually know how that happened.
See, the thing is, I don't think when all this shit went down, you can say, "Oh, dinosaurs went extinct," but I don't think they all did necessarily. Okay. I think probably what happened
is Nessie's obviously still in Loch Ness.
This is what I'm saying. I think like ocean dinosaurs probably still had a shot. You know what I mean? Like, especially in certain areas, like, there's no way the whole earth was fucked from this whole entire thing.
And then I suppose the ocean ones evolved into land animals.
Yes, or maybe like there's new microbes that then like built themselves up into like a small creature or some shit. Like what would happen on Mars or something?
If we have any scientists that listen to this, which I highly doubt.
I apologize.
Or anybody who legitimately knows what happened, will you message us?
Yeah, because here's the deal. Like,
I'm genuinely curious.
Because, like, look at an alligator, okay? An alligator is definitely something that came from a fucking dinosaur.
Absolutely.
There's no way. Or a crocodile. Those things are vicious as shit. There's no way that isn't that is a dinosaur somehow.
Yes.
So, I don't think they were all toast, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't they say dodo birds were, like, before they were extinct, they were, like, a version of a dinosaur?
That's the thing. I mean, there's all sorts of things. There's no way.
I just make that up?
You might have made it up, and I agreed with you, so now I sound stupid. I'm going to try to back my way out of it, but there's no way all of life around the world went extinct. There was something going on.
Well, there had to be.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so these are six alternate dinosaur extinction theories.
Okay. Yeah, love it.
So, volcanic eruption.
Yep, that's what I just read.
Big ass eruption took them all out.
Now, see, here's another thing. With the way the continents were at the time of the dinosaurs, I think all the continents were actually pretty attached. So, you know, before like everything split off to become its own thing. But that's also a fucking theory too. Because let's be honest, nobody was around mapping the, you know, whatever they call it. What did they call the giant? It was all like one supercontinent. I don't know. They have a name for it. I don't remember what it is. But
was it the supercontinent?
No, but that's what I would call it. It's a supercontinent. Anyway, sure. But there's no way there wasn't other like land on the other side of the ocean or the other side of the earth. You know what I mean? So there's no way one eruption killed everything. There's no way unless it was a volcano that was all the like miles and miles in the sky. How the fuck would that happen?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't buy that one.
Who knows? The number two on here is epidemic disease.
COVID.
How appropriate for 2020.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, so you know what? I'm not shocked by anything anymore. So I would say, I could see that. But also at the same time, there's no way that would wipe everything out. But then again, it goes back to crocodiles and alligators are definitely dinosaurs. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, COVID's trying to wipe everybody out right now.
Yeah, but that was created.
Depending on who you believe.
It was created in a lab, if anything, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Number three on here is a nearby supernova. Okay.
Okay.
So an exploding star.
Okay, an exploding star, but okay. Now, I could buy into that theory. I could because
I love that theory.
Because who's to say? Because you look up and we love space, so we're going to pivot here real quick. There are some, you know, planet systems in you know, in our galaxy that do have like two stars like that would be like, you know, two suns located to a planet. So who's to say it, you know, back 100 million years ago, there wasn't a second sun in the sky that was older than the current sun now. Yep. That did explode. I don't know.
And then only some of the underwater animals or dinosaurs survived.
Because I would assume at that point the Earth is far back from the sun, right? Like farther back. So you know what though? That's it too. Because back then the Earth was probably farther back from the sun than it is now because Mercury and Venus, they both probably had life at some point and then they got too close to the Earth. So it got or too close to the sun. So it got too hot.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, maybe there was an exploding star. How would they prove that there was or wasn't? I have no idea.
I mean, I have no idea, but I think that's pretty cool.
I love that one.
Yeah. I love that one for sure. And they do say in this article about how if it did happen, it wouldn't have only killed the dinosaurs. It would have also killed, you know, birds, mammal, fish, everything else, with the only possible exception of deep sea dwelling bacteria and invertebrates.
But don't you think also,
which is what we've been saying.
But I also feel like, okay, let's say the sun exploded today.
Yeah.
Let's say the sun exploded today. I feel like the Earth would be wiped out entirely, right? If the sun exploded today.
Well, of course.
Yeah, so if that happened, I feel like Earth would just break up into a billion rocks and everybody would instantly die.
Yes.
So I don't even think Earth would exist if that it was actually a thing. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Who knows? The next one is bad eggs. Okay, so this is saying, it's actually two theories within this. So one is saying that over time, dinosaurs developed a taste for the eggs, which are fucking gross, right?
I mean, I eat eggs sometimes, so I don't know.
Yeah, I know, but Isn't that really disgusting?
To eat eggs?
Yeah.
Like ones I buy in the store?
No, I mean, disgusting to think, I don't know.
No, here's the deal. Okay.
They're eating them raw. It's not like they're cooking them.
Dude, you got to understand the level of intelligence a fucking dinosaur had, right? Let's say I'm a raptor walking around the forest looking to eat some shit. And I come across a nest full of eggs. I'm not going to question that shit. I sniff it out and I just start eating that stuff because I need to eat. If I don't eat this, I'm going to have to get in a fight with another raptor to try to eat that. I'd rather eat these eggs right here because maybe I'm smart enough to figure that out. I don't know. They're fucking dinosaurs.
Wow. Dino probs.
Dude, hashtag dino probs in 66 million years ago.
The second theory within that is that a freak genetic mutation caused the shells of dinosaur eggs to become either a few layers too thick or too thin.
Well, I could see that.
So that was the issue.
You know, I mean, things like that happen all the time. Like, I mean, look, the human race. Let's see. Look at what's happening now with COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, shit like this is wiping people out left and right. How did it start? Well, we can speculate. Is it real? We can speculate. I don't know. Yeah. But you can look at it and be like, well, that's wiping them out. So, I mean, yeah, maybe like over time, dinosaurs did mutate a little bit, or, you know, maybe the ozone layer changed and they were getting more radiation from the second sun or whatever bullshit's going on while a volcano's going off. Maybe they maybe they were dealt a bad deck, you know?
You never know.
Bad hand in the card game.
Number five on here, I love this one because it has the pictures of those, my favorite kind of dinosaur, the long neck ones.
Yeah, Brachiosaurus.
Is that what they're called?
I can't believe you just call them long necks. That's a Brachiosaurus.
They're long necks in what's the show I'm thinking of?
Land Before Time.
In Land Before Time, they're called long necks.
Well, yeah, that's because that's a kid's movie.
Yeah. Where I learned most of my dinosaur knowledge.
Well, you need more. Man, you should just hang out with me for like 10 minutes. I'll tell you everything I know about dinosaurs.
Anyway, so number five on here is changes in gravity. So the idea here is that the force of gravity was much weaker during the Mesozoic era, okay, than it is today. So according to this, this is why some dinosaurs were able to evolve to such huge sizes. At the end of that of the Cretaceous period, there's this mysterious event, perhaps an extraterrestrial disturbance, love it, or a sudden change in the composition of Earth's core, caused our planet's gravitational pull to increase drastically. So gravity affected all this.
Okay.
And number six is going to be our favorite one ever.
Okay.
Ever, 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 ever.
I love it.
Guess why?
Aliens.
It's aliens.
Okay.
Of course, towards the end of the Cretaceous period, intelligent aliens decided dinosaurs had a good run and it was time for another type of animal to rule the world.
Okay.
And so that was it.
I got a lot of things here.
That was all.
Okay. Now, let me just throw out this theory here. I don't know if it's real. I'm probably making this shit up. I have no idea. But let's say, okay, look at the dinosaurs. There must have been one dinosaur out there that could have maybe evolved into some kind of, you know, we talk about aliens on the shit all the time, like lizard people and stuff. Okay.
Yep.
So do we think at some, because dinosaurs, a lot of them just look like fucking giant lizards. Let's be honest. Okay.
Well, yeah. Like Nessie.
Like Nessie. Okay.
Those long necks. Absolutely. Yeah. That is Nessie underwater.
Okay. So do we think at any point one dinosaur figured out how to evolve into what eventually became a human? Could that have been a thing?
I don't think dinosaurs. Didn't we evolve from monkeys?
I don't know. Maybe, but okay. So where the fuck did the monkeys come? Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, now this is bringing up all sorts of shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about evolution next week.
We're going to have to. I have a lot of questions about it because, okay, so the dinosaurs get wiped out. And then how does a monkey become a monkey so humans can become a human? Like, there must have been something connecting everything together from dinosaurs. I want to know.
And in the Darwin graphic, you see monkey to human. But what happened before the monkey?
I want to know what happened. What was running wild after the dinos went down, right? Because there must have been still some kind of animal. Because, okay, we talk about dinosaurs, but back then there must have been some kind of other animal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They say that there were.
But where did they fucking come from?
Well, they were like birds and things and water, like sea.
Sure.
Sea animals.
So it still
exists.
So does everybody trace back to a fucking bird then? Did a bird become a monkey? A monkey became a man? We got to dive into evolution next week.
We're doing
You're going to have a chart. I'm going to need to
I
see
will,
this
because
shit.
On the Darwin theory graphic, you just see monkey to human.
Yeah, but
I want to see dinosaur to monkey.
I want
to
see that too because where the fuck did the dinosaurs even come from? How did they even become a thing in the first place? Has anybody ever talked about that? Like, what happened before the dinosaurs? There must have been something before the dinosaurs.
If you ask the religious folk,
I'm not asking those
it's
fuckers.
It's going to be because two of them hopped on an ark.
But seriously, how do you go from nothing to dinosaurs, no dinosaurs to monkey to man?
We're going to connect all the dots next
week.
No,
I don't even know if it's possible to connect what happened. How did the dinosaurs...
We're going to attempt to do some research on connecting the dots next
week. Jesus Christ, man, my mind is blown. My YouTube searches are going
to
be through the roof.
This is going to have to be like a two-part episode.
Well, yeah, because...
This week and next week.
Yeah, we're going to continue this next week because now I seriously need to know what created the dinosaurs. What animal came first?
Yeah, the chicken or the egg. Which came first?
Fuck.
All right, let's do it.
Oh my God, my mind is blown. You actually did it. I don't even know what to think right now. That is like the biggest question anybody's ever asked. Like, what happened before the dinosaurs?
We're probably going to Google it. It's going to be some super simple answer.
We'll save that for next week. I would Google it right now, but we got to get out of this rabbit hole.
Yeah, we do.
Otherwise, I'll be stuck in this thing for an hour and we'll never get out.
Yeah.
All right, so that's some shit right there, Devin. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You might have just won the show. Okay, so
let's see if I can actually win the show.
Okay, so I got two conspiracy theories in front of me, one of which I wrote, one of which I found on the internet. Is it true? I have no idea, but it doesn't matter because it's already out there and you have to guess which I made up and which is real.
Okay, let's do it.
Before we do it, what's the current score? You're killing me.
I have 21 and you have 13.
Now,
and where can people find us?
Oh, yeah.
At One Conspiracy and a Lie.
Oh, yeah.
Facebook and Instagram. Go give us a like. And of course, if you're listening right now, don't be an asshole. Make sure you subscribe.
Yeah. Also, if you get up by 50 points, I'm quitting the show. I want to say that now.
That would be funny.
I mean, if I get down by 50, there's no coming back from that.
Yeah, we never really set like an end goal to this show.
No, I mean, watch, at some point I'm down by like 1,000 points, you know? Okay.
Well, whatever.
All right. So here we go. Two conspiracy theories, one of which I made up. One is real. The first one we're going to do, the fake German city. The fake German city. You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Bielefeld, Germany is a town that reportedly contains roughly 300,000 people and has been around since the year 1214. While it is said to be a thriving city, many believe it doesn't actually exist, okay?
Okay.
There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the town of Bielefeld is nothing more than an illusion created by a secret government agency called the SIE. Many reports claim that the reason they did this is because they needed a place in Germany to hide aliens, okay?
Okay.
That is the fake German city.
Got it.
The next one is the Huntington Six. The Huntington Six.
Okay.
Huntington, West Virginia was first settled in 1775, and while all reports state that it was founded by Collis P. Huntington, others think that someone else was there first. There's a long-running conspiracy theory that while Collis P. Huntington was a general and led his group of men into the area, he quickly discovered there was a small population of roughly 550 people already living there. Since they didn't have any spare land for the Huntington group, he paid six of his top men 20 gold coins each to go into the settlement at night and kill everyone so he could take it for himself.
Okay.
The Huntington Six.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready.
I think the one you made up.
Yeah.
Fake German city.
You think I made up the fake German city?
You did, didn't you? I can see it on your face.
The one that I made up today on this program is the Huntington Six.
No.
Yes.
If that's true, your tell was backwards.
Okay, good. I made up the Huntington Six. When I found this fake German city shit, I was like, that is so out there and so stupid that there's no way I did not make that up. But that was on the internet.
Wow.
They think this town, which is a real town, and I even Google imaged the town to make sure it was real.
Yep.
There were all sorts of conspiracy theories saying that's a fake town ran by some government agency called the SIE, which stands for I don't remember what, and they're doing it to hide aliens there.
Okay, hold on. We need to write that down because we need to dive into that. That's a really cool.
Yeah.
What was it called, the town?
It was called I'll email it to you. Yeah, I'll send you an email.
The town in Germany.
Bielefeld. Yep, it's a fake German city.
Yeah, we're going to be
apparently it's an illusion, and they hide aliens. And now, see, I love this because you just gave something up. Okay.
Okay.
You said my tells were reversed that time, so now when I go back and listen to this, I'm going to figure out what my tells were.
Good.
Or was it something in my face? I don't even know.
I was going to say, you don't know if it's in your face or how you read it. You have no idea. Your body language, you got no idea.
Well, the Huntington Six. This is why I should actually write these a week in advance. So then it's like I didn't pre-read that before. I just read it. So I just went for it, you know?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
But it might not have anything to do with how you read it.
I know, but like maybe if I'm less attached to it because I didn't just write it right before we did the show.
But you didn't just write this one today.
But every other week I do. Like, I'll sit down like an hour before we do this and I'll write the shit out.
Sure.
So maybe doing it a week in advance, so I'm just not attached to it anymore.
There you go.
And I don't give a shit.
Give it a shot.
I'm going to have to.
You might make a comeback. It's now 21-14.
Guess
I'm
who's
still
back.
On top.
Fucking coming back. All right. All well, right. Next week we're coming back. We're talking evolution for sure. How did the dinosaur become a creature? That's where we're starting.
Yeah, we're diving into that for sure.
That's going to be interesting. But once again, where can people find this shit?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie, Facebook and Instagram. And of course, make sure you subscribe and... yeah, give us a follow on the social needs.
Absolutely. Have an awesome weekend. We'll be back next week. And with that, we'll see you.
Have a great weekend.